I gotta say, I am surprised. Happily surprised. I felt good that I had a chance to finish in the top three. But I'm really ecstatic that Keith finished where he did. I was really hoping that Keith would go in with me if I went in. So I'm really happy about that. I'm happy. I mean, it's great. I don't know what else to say. It's just humbled, grateful. When I decided to run in this race, I don't know if I really thought I could win. I hoped that I could win, and I didn't run in order to lose. But, I'm really happy.
Yeah. And why were you happy that Keith is joining you on city council?
Well, I've been pulling for Keith all along. We're both Asheville natives. We're both not really happy with the way the city's been moving in the past few years. He seems to have a similar development stance that I do, that it needs to slow down and let's regroup and go in a more sustainable growth fashion. I don't know, I've just bonded with Keith along the way, and I'm really happy that he's in.
When we talked to you last time, you had mentioned that you're a very soft-spoken guy.
Yeah.
You don't speak with a loud voice. So what have you learned from this campaign as far as what it takes to win an election?
I think what I've learned is just that you actually can just be honest and truthful and speak from the heart, and sometimes that works. I think it worked for Keith, and I think it worked for me as well. But I also think that people were ready for some change. I don't think that would be the case if they weren't looking for change. I don't think it would have been me and Keith that they sought.
End of the long campaign now. What does this mean for you personally now in the days ahead?
I'm exhausted from this campaigning. Never done anything like this in my life, and did not realize how difficult it was going to be. I'd also like to say that the three candidates that didn't make it tonight were all fine candidates and would have all made great council people. I wish them the best and feel like they did a fine job.
The issue of your son and his charges came up during the campaign. It seems that it didn't sway the election in any way. What do you think about that?
Well, I've said before that we knew that issue might come up along the way. Not that we wanted it to, we didn't, but it came up, and it's fine, and I don't think it swayed the election. And had I lost, I don't think that would have been what swayed the election. I think people voted with their hearts and their minds, and I don't think that issue played a big part one way or the other.